Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 11 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Hope you're having a great Tuesday afternoon. Do appreciate you allowing us to jump in that car with you. Thanks to Ray Palmer, of course, CEO, President of Pensacola Sports, joining us this last hour. We're talking about, of course, the big SBC Sun Belt Conference tournament moving into town on the 4th through the 10th over at the Bay Center. And also, Charlotte Gorder, author of Crayon Dawn. We had a great chat with her, Pensacola artist. Great book if you would like to check it out. Check it out. Let me give you this thing here. It's crayondawn.com. Yeah, check it out, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to try to get Bramer on. What's his first name?
Eric.
Eric Bramer over at the Wahoos. They've welcomed a new furry friend to their baseball family. It's an 8-week-old puppy, Diamond. It arrived on Monday, ready to begin his journey with the team. He will be trained by WEAR meteorologist Catherine Daniel, who is a real nice lady and I guess pretty darn talented by training dogs. He is being raised to be a service dog. Let's see if we can get him on tomorrow and discuss the new acquisition of the Wahoos. Help him out this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Stocks Indy Mix today. Let me get back in track and target this for you. They're a little mixed because worries have worsened over tariffs and inflation. Laura Kantner, she has the numbers for us.
Investors are anxiously awaiting NVIDIA's fourth quarter earnings report that's scheduled for release on Wednesday after the closing bell. Investors are concerned over possible delays in the progression of its AI Blackwell chips, as well as a report on the possibility of stricter U.S. export rules from the Trump administration. Keurig Dr. Pepper says it was able to sell more beverages at higher prices in the recent quarter, but it still lost money. Private equity firm Roark Capital is close to reaching a roughly $1 billion deal to acquire Dave's Hot Chicken. Stocks ending a choppy session mixed, the Dow finishing up 160, S&P 500 down 28, NASDAQ down 261. Laura Kantner, Fox News.
Alrighty, and one of our top stories here nationally, the U.S. and Ukraine reportedly in agreement on a framework for a minerals deal. That's according to multiple reports that cite a Ukrainian official. President Trump has been pushing for a rare earth minerals deal as a way for Ukraine to pay back the United States for aid provided during the war with Russia. Trump has called for Ukraine to pay the U.S. With $500 billion worth in rare earth minerals.
Isn't that something? Well, the day's getting longer. Spring getting a little bit closer. It is 12 days. Until daylight savings time begins on Sunday, March 9th. Well, spring officially arrives in 23 days on March 20th, which makes me believe that Austin's forecast is holding in pretty good in terms of warming temperatures.
Yeah, great. It's getting warmer. Woo. And Elon Musk will have a seat at the Trump administration table. That should come as no shock. The White House confirmed Musk will take part in President Trump's first cabinet meeting tomorrow. He will provide an update on how all of the cabinet secretaries are identifying waste and government fraud. The tech billionaire, of course, serving as a special government employee while running Doge.
Okay, a high-profile fugitive has been extradited to France. This is interesting. The Fly? Lillian Wu has more on it.
A fugitive known as The Fly has now been trapped. Captured 9 months after a deadly escape in France, which kicked off an international hunt involving hundreds of investigators. The French government revealing Mohamed Amra, who's now in French custody, was arrested in Romania Saturday near a Bucharest shopping center. His dark hair dyed red. Also that 10 of his alleged accomplices have been arrested. The 30-year-old with a long history of convictions for violent crimes was reportedly nicknamed The Fly because he seemed to be everywhere. He was facing one charge for attempted murder, another for participation in a gangland killing in the southern city of Marseille at the time of his escape. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Alrighty, just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure and your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Again, that is betternestegg.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We do maybe have a little bit of backups on Michigan Avenue traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, and maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 50 this evening. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 54.
Okay, changes could potentially be on the way when it comes to deciding the next Escambia School District Superintendent. School board voted to approve a resolution placing a referendum on the November 2028 general election ballot, giving voters the option of choosing to elect or choosing to appoint the Escambia County School Superintendent. So that is something to think about. Another state, has changed its policy to align with the president's view on girls' sports. Kevin Urinsky has more details.
On February 5th, President Trump signed an executive order banning transgendered females who were born male from competing in girls' and women's sports, saying at the time,
"From now on, women's sports will be only for women."
Last week, the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association, which governs high school sports there, changed its policy to match the order, overturning a precedent relying on school principals to determine an athlete's gender when there was a question. The NCAA has also changed its rules, limiting women's sports to those assigned as female at birth, but some states, including Maine, have stated an intent to defy that executive order. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis wants to bring DOGE to Florida. You may have heard us talking about something like that yesterday, but he says DOGE will use AI to uncover hidden waste and shine the light on waste and bloat. He expects Florida's DOGE to abolish around 70 boards and commissions and conduct a deep dive into all facets of college and university operations and spending. He also said Florida will aid DOGE's federal efforts to save taxpayers' money by returning unused or surplus federal dollars allocated to the state.
617 News Radio 92.3. This carnival season, you got the two parades coming down this week, yep. Friday night and Saturday. Don't park your vehicle in the wrong place for those parades. Pensacola is closing more roads to increase security. As I said, two parades. Friday, it's the Crew of Lafitte, the Illuminated Parade. That rolls at 7:30. Then on Saturday, it's the Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade at 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon, 5:12. Mike Wood, PPD, Pensacola Police Department, da-da-da-da, will be in telling us and giving us the latest updates on where to park and where not to park.
All righty. And yes, because that is
well,
genuinely...
I'm getting you set up on Thursday for the Friday parade and then Saturday parade.
Yeah, that's very important because, Chris, you and I were... We were talking about our meeting earlier that we had at the office, and one of the biggest topics was the ramped up security for these events.
Absolutely.
And everything. So, and that means parking can be all the more of a pain, and you could be treated quite punitively if you put your car somewhere where
and
it doesn't belong.
We're going to let the people know what's right and what's wrong.
Absolutely. 6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Governor Ron DeSantis, I just mentioned him a few minutes ago. Well, he's been very chattery recently because he's announcing today infrastructure projects for the Sunshine State. Details on what those are and more coming up in just a few minutes.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1212 1313 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138, visit Prevnar20.com, or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Santa Rosa County Commission deciding to move in the direction of putting a toll on the Navarre Beach Bridge Causeway because that bridge needs to be replaced. Also, the drama surrounding the selection of people for the Land Development Code Rewrite Task Force. It's just a couple of things, but that has been so much drama. How did the OLF 8 meetings go in Escambia County? And was the purpose of Elon's email just to find the non-existent federal workers? You can check out the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Having a darn good Tuesday afternoon. You ever have those days you just feel good?
Yeah.
Just one of those days. Hey, listen, the waters around Eglin and the range area now are restricted. Effective areas include Eglin's main shoreline, Santa Rosa Sound, the north side. This is over at Hurlburt Field, Santa Rosa Sound, south side at the on the Santa Rosa Island side, Camp Pinoche shoreline, I think that's right, Pinoche shoreline, the Poquito Bayou housing area shoreline, and Windhaven Beach. Base officials saying restricting the waterways is due to identifying emerging air and waterborne threats against defense installations. So they've restricted some of the waters there. Buzz over Chinese artificial intelligence. Well, that startup we come to know as DeepSeek is raising questions over whether the rise of AI will be an American-dominated sector. Madison Allworth has her thoughts.
Fox on Tech.
Chinese AI company DeepSeek has been able to produce technology that is on par with OpenAI and Google, but those companies are sinking billions of dollars and years into development. DeepSeek did it for cheaper in a matter of months, with fewer chips. DeepSeek said that training one of its latest models cost just $5.6 million. That's compared to the $100 million that Dario Amodi of Anthropic cited last year. But there are questions around whether China is underreporting how much money and how much computing power they are actually using. And there are concerns with its AI model. When asked about the Tiananmen Square protest or if Xi Jinping is a good leader, both questions were met with the response, quote, "Sorry, that's beyond my current scope. Let's talk about something else." But there is even more concern about what this means for U.S. AI dominance. With Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
All righty, 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 50 tonight, and it is going to be foggy out there, so continue to stay safe. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 54 for a sunny, clear day.
Well, they did something really nice in Washington. Public tours resumed today at the White House. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Tours are open again at the White House after being briefly stopped as President Trump and his family moved back into the building in January. First Lady Melania Trump issued a statement earlier this month making the official announcement. Tickets for the tours must be requested through members of Congress and are scheduled on a first-come, first-served basis. The White House website says the tours are self-guided and usually last around 45 minutes. The tradition of public tours dates back to the Jefferson administration shortly after he was inaugurated in 1805. To learn more about the tours, go to whitehouse.gov/visit. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis announcing today that infrastructure projects on Florida roads are fully funded and ahead of schedule, in some cases by as much as a decade. Some of the projects underway include widening I-4 in Polk and Osceola counties, adding express lanes to I-275 and widening I-75. DeSantis says 15% of all visitors to Florida use I-75 from Georgia, including freight.
Okay, 627 News Radio 92.3. Interesting here, the SS United States is en route to Mobile, eventually to its resting place off the coast of Destin, where it will become the world's largest artificial reef. If you like to track the ship's movement, I can tell you right now, I got it up on my screen. It is in the Atlantic, moving on a southerly course, 4.37 miles per hour. It is due east of Port St. Lucie. They've averaged, we've seen it as high as 9 miles per hour.
Yeah.
We've seen it as low as 2 miles per hour. Gosh. So it's 4.37, making its way south down the peninsula of Florida this afternoon. FBI's deputy director has been named. Howie Kurtz has an analysis in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Another day, another media freakout, this time over President Trump's appointment of the number two person at the FBI, Dan Bongino, who is a conservative radio host, podcaster, and that means he's got a lot of things, inflammatory things he has said over the years, because that's what you do when you're in the opinion media business. Now, Bongino has been a police officer, and he has also been a Secret Service agent. So it's not like he has no background in law enforcement. But with Kash Patel, who also has said a lot of incendiary things over the years, as the new FBI director, the hope of many pundits was that somebody with FBI experience would get this job. But Donald Trump likes him, and he's got the number two post. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
And the state's homestead property tax exemption would increase under a proposed constitutional amendment introduced in Tallahassee. The measure filed yesterday would raise the exemption to $75,000. That would be adjusted every year for inflation. The legislation's sponsor, Republican State Senator Blaise Ingoglia, says property taxes are skyrocketing and Floridians are demanding relief.
Okay, what does President Trump say? Drill, baby, drill?
Yes.
Those words are coming to a little bit of fruition here today. President Trump pushing to restart the Keystone XL pipeline project after Joe Biden brought it to a halt. Kelly Sabrini has more on the story.
after then-President Biden revoked a key permit for the project's leg of the U.S. in 2021, on his first day in office, the original developer of the project told Fox Business it's moving on and it's already dug up the pieces of the pipeline that ran through the U.S. So any new company that wants to take this over will need local approval in order to start fresh. The pipeline was expected to carry over 800,000 barrels a day from Alberta through North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas to all connect together from an existing pipeline. President Trump now pledging to make the regulatory process more streamlined, offering an almost immediate start to the project.
And the FAA investigating after a United Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing at Newark Liberty International. Flight 1544 departed from Newark around 6 this morning. On its way to Las Vegas when it experienced apparent engine issues about an hour later, it quickly turned back around and landed safely. Passengers transferred to another plane, which took off around 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay, don't forget, Scambia officials, they are distributing those free recyclable paint containers at Perdido Landfill. They do it the third Thursday of the first and third Thursday. Next scheduled event will be March 6th at the landfill. Take advantage of this free recyclable paint.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The U.S. and Ukraine have agreed on the framework of a deal for access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
President Trump says the deal is pretty much negotiated.
But now when Americans put up their money, the taxpayer money, and the president approves it, we're getting our money back in some form.
The president, speaking with reporters in the Oval Office, also says U.S. military aid to Ukraine could continue until a peace agreement is reached with Russia.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to visit the White House on Friday. President Trump announces a new piece of his immigration agenda today. He calls it a gold card.
You have a green card. This is a gold card. We're going to be putting a price on that card of about $5 million, and that's going to give you green card privileges plus. It's going to be a route to citizenship.
The president says he hopes to attract wealthy immigrants who will invest in the economy. America's listening to Fox News.
With Your Money Now. Super Microcomputer shares fell 12% today as the company nears a deadline to file audited financial reports or be delisted from the NASDAQ. Earlier this month, Supermicro CEO Charles Liang told investors he was confident the company could file those reports to the SEC by a February 25th deadline that was set by NASDAQ. Shares of donut maker Krispy Kreme were down today. Krispy Kreme's revenue fell by more than 10% in the fourth quarter, missing the FactSet consensus estimate by $10 million. The Charlotte-based company says selling part of its stake in Insomnia Cookies had a more than $100 million impact on its revenue. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, with the Dow gaining 160, the S&P 500 dropped 28, and the NASDAQ lost 260 points. U.S. crude oil futures for April are above 69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you live.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing free today at TaxSlayer.com. The Packers want the tush-push ban, and Falcons coach Raheem Morris and Bills coach Sean McDermott are in agreement. Here's my question, though. Why? And don't tell me it's for player safety, because there's still many dangerous acts on a football field that are allowed. In reality, the Eagles have become automatic on the tush-push, while others struggle with it, and that's the real reason why some are trying to eliminate the play, because it's a big advantage for Philadelphia. I'm Zach Gelb.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Pray Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, Little Blue Oyster Cult. They were one of the bands back in the late 60s that used to use the Pensacola Municipal Auditorium as a kind of a warm-up location. They would do their shows and all at I think it was like $5 to get in or something like that, but it was a tune-up for their national tour, just like Michael Jackson did here at the Bay Center for years. I think that was in the 80s. I was not in the market at that time, but I know Michael Jackson did it, and ZZ Top, another band that did it. There's a lot of bands that came through in the late 60s used Pensacola as a great sounding board, and rightly so. There's a lot of smart people here who love music. 637 News Radio 92.3. Timberwolves take a comeback win against the Thunder, and Guardians owner Larry Dolan passes at 94. Jared Max has more with his Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
Shea puts it up off the heel, tapped out. Minnesota pulls off a shocker against the Thunder. From 25 down, Minnesota wins 131-128, ties the largest come-from-behind victory in franchise history.
On FanDuel Sports Network North, the Timberwolves trailed the Thunder by as many as 24 points in the fourth quarter last night before they mounted a furious comeback against the Western Conference leaders. The T-Wolves scored the final 16 points in the fourth quarter to force overtime and then beat the Thunder 131-128. One night after Oklahoma City had beaten Minnesota. Detroit Pistons have their longest winning streak since the 2014-15 season. Pistons won their seventh in a row, 106-97 over the Clippers. Zach LaVine had his best game with Sacramento, a season-high 42 points. The Kings humbled the Hornets, 130-88. Nikola Jokic with a career-high 19 assists. Nuggets beat the Pacers 125-116. The 76ers lost their eighth game in a row, blasted by the Bulls, 142-110. First win in seven games for Chicago. The Wizards snapped a six-game losing streak with a 107-99 win over the Nets. The Hawks ended their losing streak at three games. Atlanta beat Miami 98-86. The Trailblazers edged the Jazz 114-112. Portland has won 12 of its last 17 games. Longtime owner of the Cleveland Guardians, Lawrence J. Dolan, died Sunday night at age 94. Dolan purchased the Guardians in 2000. 4 days after his 42nd birthday, three-time Cy Young winner Justin Verlander made his first start for the Giants Monday. Pitched two innings, gave up a solo home run, struck out one. Verlander entering his 20th Major League season. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Also going on in the sports realm, Utah moving on from men's basketball coach Craig Smith. The school fired Smith after almost four seasons. AD Mark Harlan said that their expectation is simply to compete in the NCAA tournament on a rather consistent level, and Smith finishes his tenure with the Utes at a 67-62 record and no tournament appearances. Assistant coach Josh Eilert has been named interim.
News Radio 92.3 this weekend, another brutal road trip as Pensacola faces Roanoke. Two-game series Friday and Saturday. Ice Flyers return to home ice on March 14th and 15th, matching up against Quad City, puck dropping 7:05 both of those nights, of course, in the Bay Center.
And, Chris, you and I were talking about this earlier this afternoon, just a conversational piece here. You behind the tush push? Do you mind if it exists in the NFL?
No, I don't care.
Me neither.
I've got other things to worry about.
But apparently, it's
like
it's,
this next story.
it's been a subject of controversy, and it has since become one again because a team, I believe it was the Packers, if memory serves, they proposed a call to ban it.
What's the deal with this thing? What is it?
Well, they don't like it because it's overpowered. I'll just tell it like it is.
What does that mean, overpowered?
That means they're not good enough to stop it, nor are they good enough to replicate it. That is what that means. If every team could do the tush push as well as the Eagles or even the Bills do, this would not be an issue.
Would you break that down for somebody? Of course, when you're in like within the 1 yard line and the team pushes you across the line.
Yeah, like third and shorts, fourth and shorts.
But a lot of folks may not understand what we're talking about here.
The tush push is when the quarterback bundles up under center, takes the snap, and then two players typically push his tush across the line.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
I don't think so either.
That's the thing. It's the same thing when a running back gets stood up, but he's still on his feet. What do his teammates do? Push him across the line. They'll drag you into the end zone. I've seen that happen.
Okay, this case is closed. Boom.
Yeah. I said, at Green Bay, if you don't like it, get better at it.
Oh, whatever. You know, they've got too much time on their hands. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. You need to be focusing on trying, you know, to get past the division. Get back to the playoffs and get past the divisional round.
7 days. 2025 Sun Belt Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Championships return to the base. Going to be a great week of basketball. Going to be a great week of activities. The following, not this Saturday, the following Saturday is Fan Fest that they do in the parking lot. They have all the hoops set up. It's incredible. A lot of surprises this year. Every day they theme their activities with something of a different genre. So big event. They're in town for another 5 years. So good marriage between Pensacola Sports and the folks over at the Sun Belt Conference.
Yes, 100%.
Good event. Just great.
And the Panthers are moving on from a veteran member of their defense. Linebacker Shaq Thompson has been informed that the team is moving on from him. Thompson will now enter free agency. And in a statement released yesterday, Panthers general manager Dan Morgan said they appreciate his leadership and dedication over the past 10 seasons. Good news. Now, he's been dealing with some injuries but in recent years. But, you know, good news for the Saints there. They got a rival losing a defensive vet.
All right, let's talk about something really soft and really nice. Okay. Blue Wahoos has welcomed a new furry friend to their baseball family.
Aww.
8-year-old puppy Diamond arrived on Monday, ready to begin his journey with the team. He will be trained by WEAR meteorologist Catherine Daniel, who is a very nice lady and very talented to be able to train these dogs. By the way, he is being raised to be a service dog.
How old is he again?
8 week old.
Oh, God. I thought you said 8 year. I'm
teaching old dog new tricks.
Huh?
You have to, you know, give it 6 to 8 weeks before you can turn it over.
Right, right, right.
And so it's here. It's ready to go. Wahoo!
Yeah, no, I believe I've seen the dog, photos of him, because I think I've seen some shots of him on WEAR.
They're killer. They're absolutely killer.
Oh, yeah, he's adorable.
Break your heart. I want one of those.
And as President Trump's tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada are expected to kick in soon, experts are weighing in on how that will impact the U.S. economy. Bankrate investment analyst Jim Royal says that, generally speaking, most economists say tariffs will mean higher prices almost across the board for U.S. Consumers. He also says that investors, at least for now, appear pretty optimistic.
Okay, investors, you talk. talking money here. Okay, go ahead and invest into your future this evening. Mega Millions, $181 million, $82.7 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. Tomorrow night, if you don't score big in Mega Millions, Powerball, $248 million, $113.4 million, your cash option on that. Both of the drawings happen at 10 o'clock. Play wisely. Good luck on that.
All right, just about 6:45. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Let's see. We'll start with the weather, mixing it up a bit. 65 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 54. Also going to be foggy this evening, so be careful out there. As for the roads right now, it's looking pretty clear. So speaking of being careful, thank you for doing that up to this point.
Okay, Oscars coming up this Sunday. Five men are battling for Best Actor. Michelle Pollino has the story.
Conan O'Brien is hosting the Academy Awards Sunday, coming a week after the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Based on the buzz in the previous awards, there are two front runners for the night's Best Actor trophy. The first, Adrian Brody, who stars in The Brutalist as a Hungarian architect rebuilding his life post-World War II. He's already snagged a Golden Globe and Critics' Choice. However, second is Timothy Chalamet, who played Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. He picked up the SAG Actor Trophy. Also nominated is Coleman Domingo, who starred in Sing Sing as a prisoner pushing rehab through theater. Ralph Fiennes starred in Conclave as a conflicted cardinal. And Sebastian Stan playing a young Donald Trump in The Apprentice. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And about half of all U.S. consumer spending is being supported by the top 10% of earners. That's up from about 36% 3 decades ago. Moody's Analytics published a report that shows households making $250,000 or more are buying those designer handbags and going on vacations. Top earners tend to be older and higher educated. This, as discretionary spending by working class and middle class households has dropped since last year.
When I was out doing the fundraiser on Sunday at Paradise on Pensacola Beach, noticed a lot of folks there practicing getting in shape for the 38th annual St. Patty's Day pub crawl. They were hard at work at it, let me tell you. 20 days, the event happens out on the beach. The event features 18 beach bars, restaurants, hotels in the crawl this year with green fireworks. They go off 8 o'clock, lighting up the Pensacola Bay beach sky. Not Pensacola Bay, Pensacola Beach sky. Mm. Fireworks over the beach, over the island.
Yes.
Not on the bay.
Can't beat it.
Don't get confused.
And let me ask you this, Chris. Are you a green tea guy?
I'm not. I get it's great for you, and it has a lot of nutritional elements, but it has no flavor. That's the problem with it. Well, I love tea. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it wrong. Kai, chai, whatever you want. C-H-A-I. Like that, yeah. I love the Kai chai tea.
Okay.
Green. Too bland, I guess.
Mm. Well.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
And it's okay.
It's good for you. Very good for you.
It's okay to not be on the kick because growing worldwide demand for green tea and matcha tea powder has producers in Japan running thin. Green tea made from loose leaves and matcha from pulverized green tea leaves. Japan's Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry, and Fisheries data shows the country produced almost 3 times more matcha from 2010 to 2023, with more than half exported. Green tea leaves are hard to scale because it takes years for the plant to mature, and processing equipment is expensive. Not ideal.
Not really. Here's an interesting thing that happened. A former Hamas hostage addressed the United Nations Security Council about her time in captivity and what the remaining hostages are feeling now. Grinnell Scott has the story.
Noah Argamani spent about 8 months in captivity before she was rescued by Israeli soldiers. She recounted her capture, being separated from her boyfriend. As for her detainment by Hamas, she said day-to-day captivity is uncertain for every person held.
But I can tell, this is exactly how the hostages feeling today, abandoned by the world.
She described every second in captivity as dangerous, with the remaining hostages in complete darkness with no more time. Argamani is the first freed hostage to speak directly to the Security Council. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And our final reminder of the stock numbers for this evening. Wall Street closing mixed on growing economic worries. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 159 points to 43,621. S&P 500 lost 28 points to 59,55. And the NASDAQ fell 260 points to 1926.
All right, 648 News Radio, 92.3 Second Amendment supporters signaling they're pretty darn happy with the news of who could be running the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives.
The ATF has long been the bane of those who wish to exercise firearms rights, often accusing it of overreach on enforcement matters. But now President Trump is making his new FBI director also run the ATF for the time being. Kash Patel will handle double duty for now. Patel is very much on the record in support of gun owners' rights, and while neither Patel nor new Attorney General Pam Bondi have stated what reforms they'd like to see at ATF, there is hope that many of the agency rules created without acts of Congress might not be enforced going forward. Rules such as making it harder for a private firearm sale. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And an alarming report says 40% of Americans are unaware of the contributing risk factors for heart disease. A Cleveland Clinic national survey shows 40% of respondents did not know how tobacco can negatively impact heart health, the importance for a safe, unsoiled environment at 62%, and 90% were unaware of what the intake of supplements and vitamins do to the body.
All right, let me take these stories back to the state here. Florida Governor DeSantis is proposing an end to property taxes, but that leaves many concerns about cuts in funding for emergency services and education. Chancellor Wynn down at WOFL in Orlando. That's Fox 35, by the way, has the latest.
Some homeowners like Darren LeMay say it sounds too good to be true.
It sounds great up front, but there's always and what? Like at what cost?
And that is the concern. Property taxes are what pays for public schools and roads, as well as essential services like fire and police departments. Statewide, you're looking at over $40 billion that would either need to be cut from budgets or the money would have to come from somewhere else.
If the sales tax were to go up, the number I've heard preliminarily is it would have to double.
Experts say proposing to eliminate property taxes is instead shining a light on other issues like affordability that many Floridians face.
All righty, just about 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, new and expecting mothers being urged to be screened for depression and anxiety. The reason why and who's telling you to do it coming up in just a couple minutes.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost, Pastor John.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Is that Britney Spears?
Indeed it is.
Wow. I'm getting pretty good at that.
Yeah, you're catching
up. Speaking of good news for local anglers. Here you go. Efforts to rebuild the Wayside Fishing Pier on Pensacola Bay are progressing. That project is gaining approval from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. We could all put our... Let me just take you back a bit here. The pier, of course, was destroyed by those loose barges during Hurricane Sally in 2020. A permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is anticipated to be approved next month. Then the project is set to be bid out in April, with construction getting underway this summer. On Thursday, Pensacola City Council will finalize the necessary paperwork to grant crews access to that property. It is about time.
Yes, absolutely.
Where do you fish? I guess the only place you can not commercially, but recreational fish off the pier, so is probably down at Palafox Pier. Would probably be it. That Maybe. Section down there. Mm. You took away fishing from people. Put it back. Come on,
people. Get what are we going. Doing? All righty. 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Roads are looking clear. Weather 65 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Going to be foggy this evening, though, so be aware of that. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 54.
Okay. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem reported Monday that arrests on Saturday were some of the lowest ever, posting on X that Customs and Border Patrol agents encountered just 200 aliens. Wow, that's pretty much of a drop. If you look back at the Joe's numbers, wow, a different world. Secretary Noem said, laying out the reasons why she thinks less people were at the border.
Because of a change of policy. It's because of telling the world to stay away. If you want to come to this country illegally, you will be stopped, because America comes first. And it's because of President Trump, the fact that he is so firm and so confident, and he wants to uphold the law, and he follows through with consequences if people don't.
All righty. Also, mentioned this before the break, and this is something that a lot of folks need to know. New and expecting moms being urged to be screened for depression and anxiety. The American Heart Association now recommends hospitals and healthcare providers screen for depression and anxiety during and up to 1 year after pregnancy. Doctors say psychological conditions during that time span are among the leading causes of maternal death in the U.S.
You know, I like ice cream. Do you like ice cream? Are you an ice cream person?
Yeah.
I do. I love that stuff. Here's a good ice cream story for you. Damien's Ice Cream and ATL Cold Storage broke ground on a state-of-the-art $8 million facility. It's over at the Northwest Florida Industrial Park on the 10 Freeway. Santa Rosa County officials said it will be operational in October. Mm-hmm. The new facility will be a hub for Damien's Enterprises distribution network and support its partnership with ATL Cold Storage. And by the way, this is not a an endorsement of Damien's, but I like Damien's.
Yeah.
Good ice cream.
Absolutely. And a Missouri woman pleading guilty in the scam to sell Elvis Presley's Graceland estate. You may remember us talking about that months ago. Prosecutors say Lisa Finley forged the signatures of Presley's late daughter, Lisa Marie, on a note that claims she did not pay back a nearly $4 million loan connected to Finley. Graceland was fraudulently listed as collateral, and Finley illegally put the Tennessee estate up for auction.
All right. Congress is examining programs deemed wasteful by the government office responsible for overseeing taxpayer spending. Yeah, think? Grinnell Scott has the story.
The Government Accountability Office highlighted its high risk list before the House Oversight Committee. The GAO focused on programs susceptible to fraud, waste, and abuse. Comptroller General Gene Dodaro says some programs have been on for decades.
Medicare, for example, DOD weapons systems.
The Postal Service and delivery of disaster relief are among the 38 entities listed. Dodaro says the GAO recommends each of these programs be looked at
to achieve greater efficiency and effectiveness in government.
Prior to the Comptroller General's testimony, members of the Oversight Committee clashed on how far DOGE has gone to cut government waste. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And Jon Stewart says he's an idiot after he injured his hand during Monday night's episode of The Daily Show.
He said it. Okay, go ahead.
The comedian smashed a mug during a monologue about the Department of Government Efficiency and Healthcare. The broken pieces cut his hand, leaving it bloody and leading to gasps from the audience. After the audience's reaction, though, he said, "It's fine," with a smile. He later showed his bandaged finger during an interview with the show's guest.
I bet it hurt, actually.
He took it like a champ. I'll give him credit.
Okay, Republicans plan to vote on a bill this week to advance President Trump's agenda. Ryan Schmeltz has more from Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox's Guy Benson during an Americans for Prosperity event that he's confident he has the votes to pass a bill that will provide the Trump administration with over $300 billion in border and national security, energy policy, $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, and $2 trillion in spending cuts. But he's calling on help from a higher power.
This is a prayer request. Just pray this through for us, because it is very high stakes.
Republicans can only afford to lose a couple of votes due to the slim House majority. The Senate already passed its bill that doesn't include tax law. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All right, there's a lot of entertainment this time of year, starting general, you know, springtime, right. More outdoor activities there. Let's not forget about the granddaddy of them all here in New Orleans, Jazz and Heritage Fest, kicking off this spring, April 24th through May 4th, spanning two weekends. A lot of talent, Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews Band, Lenny Kravitz, Santana, Luke Combs, Irma Thomas, Cheap Trick, Patti LaBelle, Joan Jett, hundreds more. See you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.